So we're in the middle of saying stories that happened to the Alter Rebbe while he was in prison. One night when the Alter Rebbe was being ferried by boat across the river. So if you look at it now, you look today on a map, there's mamash a river right next to the fortress. And they had to ferry the Alter Rebbe back and forth if they had to interrogate him. So he asked the guard to stop the boat so he could say Kiddush Levana, right, the bracha on the new moon. And the guard laughed in his face and said, no way. And the guard was shocked to find that the boat stopped on its own and he couldn't move it. And although he ordered the assistants, keep rowing harder, faster, the boat didn't move an inch. And the Alter Rebbe stood up and said the first bracha. As soon as he sat down, they were able to continue rowing and move the boat. A few minutes later, moments later, the Alter Rebbe again requested that the guard should stop the boat so he could finish the whole bracha, the rest of it. And this time the guard willingly did as he was asked, and he politely requested that the Alter Rebbe should give him a bracha. And the Alter Rebbe did so, and he put it in writing on a piece of paper that we know people met this guard many, many years later. And this guard had this note. He kept it with him his entire life and telling everyone that he met that this bracha that he has on this paper brought about all the successes in his life. It was these and other incidents like this that reached the ears of the Tsar himself, who was extremely interested in finding out what's going on with this, with the leader of the rebellion, as he considered him. And he decided he was going to visit the Alter Rebbe personally and see for himself who this prisoner was. And he dressed in the uniform of a regular warden, like not anything special. And he walks into the Alter Rebbe cell. The Tsar was stunned when the Alter Rebbe stood up and addressed him with his royal title, right? Your Majesty, whatever it was, whatever the title is. Tsar Alexandrovich, whatever the Russian way of doing it is. And he demanded to know why the Alter Rebbe would call a simple warden like himself the Tsar. And he said to the Alter Rebbe, that itself shows that you have tremendous disrespect for the Tsar. And the Alter Rebbe said very calmly, I did not make any mistakes. When His Majesty walked into the room, I felt this awe, this yira, that I have not felt in the presence of any other officers. And that could only come from being in the presence of the Tsar. But the Tsar was not the most important visitor that the Alter Rebbe had in prison. There were two other visitors that the Alter Rebbe held in, let's say they're not comparable between the Tsar and these other two visitors. And they were the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid. The Baal Shem Tov asked the Alter Rebbe to say a Maimer Chassidus. And after hearing it, he turned to the Magid and he said, this is exactly how I taught it to you. The Baal Shem Tov tells the Magid. The Alter Rebbe then asked why he was put in prison. And they said it's because he had took Hashem's most precious jewel, Torah HaChassidus, and you gave it freely to everyone. And the Alter Rebbe then asked them, should I stop spreading Chassidus after he's freed? And they both answered, no. Now that you started, and after you will be set free, you'll be shown that you're innocent, meaning in Shemayim you'll be set free for this thing of teaching Chassidus, right? Because remember, it's not obviously the Alter Rebbe was arrested and thrown into a real prison, but it's all because in Shemayim he was accused of this. And they said in Shemayim you're going to be shown that you're innocent, and once you started you should continue spreading the teachings of Chassidus even more than before. And before leaving they promised to intercede in the Beis Din of Shemayim on his behalf, and they wished him success in his mission. Now the Tsar and all the government officials in the Senate that they were charged with deciding the fate of the Alter Rebbe, they realized that the Alter Rebbe is not the criminal they were led to believe. Upon recognizing his greatness, they took the opportunity to ask the Rebbe many other questions on different issues that were constantly amazed at his wisdom. However, the charges of treason, going against the government, that was too serious to just dismiss it without any real investigation. And they asked him, they gave him 21 questions to answer. Accusations, it wasn't really questions. That the Masnagdim wrote up these 21 questions. And the Alter Rebbe did so, and he wrote these, the answers in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, we have this list of 21 questions. You know what most of them deal with? Why the Alter Rebbe, or why Chassidim, place so much emphasis on davening and not just on learning. That was like many of the questions had to deal just with that. And he explained that davening barichos for a long time was the minhag from ancient times. It's even mentioned in Mishnayos and Brachos. Right, it says in Brachos that they would prepare for davening for an hour, then they would daven for an hour, and then after davening they would still work on it for another hour. So every davening took 3 hours. However, he said, since the last few generations, they were missing this ability, so they began to put more emphasis on only learning. And Chassidus was basically bringing back davening to the way it was supposed to be. The government sent his answers to the two official government translators. The higher ranking one lived in Vilna. And as soon as the Misnagdim heard who had been given the job of translating the Alter Rebbe's responses, so they set up a meeting with him. And they offered to pay him a large sum of money if he would translate the letters in a way that would make the Alter Rebbe look guilty. The translator refused to be convinced by the Misnagdim's attempts at bribery. And he tried to push them off. He says, listen, it doesn't make sense. I'm going to write something different, but the other translator is going to write different, and they're going to know something's up. And they said, no, don't worry. Everyone knows you're the better translator. Everyone will say yours is the right one. And of course, there's always going to be little differences when two different people are translating the same thing. Meanwhile, someone else was interested in the translator's work. There was a chassid. He made a special trip to Vilna just to speak to the translator. His intention, however, was not to bribe the translator, but just to beg him, just translate it the way the Alter Rebbe said it, and that's it. In the middle of the conversation, the translator suddenly ordered the chassid to hide in the next room. Because he saw from the window that the Misnagdim were coming back, and he welcomes them into his house, and he shows them the fake document that he wrote up, and looking it over, they were so happy. Oh, for sure, the Maggid of Liozhne is going to be found guilty. And they praise the translator on behalf of all his work for Klal Yisrael. And they left the house very happy. And little did they know what took place as soon as they walked out. Now the chassid is busy listening from the next room. And as soon as the Misnagdim left, he rushes out to tears in his eyes, begging that, because the translator just showed them the fake copy, right? Begging him, like, please don't do this. And the translator calmed him down. And from another pocket, he pulls out the correct version of the translations. And he points to the bottom of his letter that he wrote on the bottom, personally. In my opinion, whoever wrote these papers must be a person of great integrity. Integrity means a person who always does the right things, even if no one's looking and stuff like that. Now, in the chassid's presence, just to calm the chassid down, he destroyed the fake version, and he sent off the real version to Petterburg. Meanwhile, in Liozhne, the tension was getting higher and higher. On Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach, this is Tess Zion Kislev. Remember, he's going to be released, your Tess. The Alter Rebbe's oldest son, Harav Doiber, fainted. And his pain was so intense that even after being woken up, he fainted again. And the Alter Rebbe's mother, Rebbetzin Rivka, who lived with them at the time, heard the commotion and rushing over to her grandson, she said, "Don't be afraid. My father," her father was the Rabbi Yehuda Leib, Segel, right? Remember, he was the one who was very against the Alter Rebbe. But she said, "My father revealed to me in a dream that this week your father is going to be freed." 3 days later, on Thursday, Yutes Kislev, 53 days after his arrest, right, one day for every parak of Tanya that he wrote, the Alter Rebbe was sitting in his cell saying the Tehillim for Yom Gimel, the third day of the week. And in the middle of Kapitel Nunei, while saying the pasuk of Pada v'shalom nafshi, that my neshama was redeemed in peace, he was informed that he had been proven innocent and was now a free man. And we'll continue next time.